Once again, you'll bear up with me. I'm not in my optimum level today because of the cold. For men, it's better to lose an arm than to have a cold. It really brings us down. But anyway, I thank the Lord for today, and I thank the Lord I am not feeling well. Let me tell you why. This started yesterday. And I thank the Lord it started yesterday. If I was okay yesterday, I would have had a terrible day yesterday. But the Lord in his mercy spared me and allowed me to catch this cold. But anyway, I'm grateful. I'm aware you are done with your journey, if most of you, if not all, isn't it? Elder was talking about the journey. I caught up the antenna quickly. He is trying to tell us to start the journey early. Some of us, we like traveling at night, isn't it? Personally, I like traveling at night. Yes, there's a school I went to somewhere in the bush, and it was just impracticable. Starting to travel early, no, it couldn't just make sense. It wasn't. Even till date, we struggle with that. But yes, although there are some who will go to South Africa with a motorcycle, others will travel with Airbus. So it depends. But anyway, I thank the Lord for today. I thank the Lord for the week. Choir, thank you for the special item that you have sung. It's a good song. The congregation, I saw Tari. Tell you, you're not an associate. What are you? You can say hi. Happy day. Happy Sabbath. Okay. Let's pray so that we start. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this day. Thank you that you have commanded us to congregate. We have not come here to go away empty-handed. We are coming, O Father, that you may bless us, that you may refresh us, that you may fix us, that you may feed us, and that you may free us. Speak to us. May your angels stand beside me. May your spirit move, Lord, and may we surrender to his promptings. May Christ be glorified. May all pride and vanity be tied aside, and may humility be our portion, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Through the week, we have been studying about prayer. I do not want to go through what you are studying. But today, we want to look at something in line with prayer. Now, we have read the book of 1 John. I don't know if Don Projector will be projecting for us the verses so that we flow together. The book of 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. All of us know that verse. You can just get there and then we may read it. Thank you. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. This is what the scriptures record. Behold. What does it mean to behold? To behold is to see, isn't it? Now we are required to use this sense of ours to see it. Behold what manner of love. Now let me ask you, how do you see love? How do you see love? Oh, beautiful ladies, how do you see love? How do you see love? You guys never see love. The men here never try to give you love. We are told here that we are to see it. Now, 14th of February just passed. It was 2 months ago. It was on a Friday, isn't it? Now, I have this friend who has three girlfriends. He has three girlfriends, and he just knows how to manage them. I thank God he's not a Seventh-day Adventist. He has three girlfriends. So that day, he decided not to do anything. I like how he deals with these girls. How does he deal with them? Now that day he decided he's not gonna do anything. He came home, he slept. And so I asked him, will you survive outside here? You have three girlfriends. And they are corporate ladies. And how is it? You say, these are small matters, I know how to manage them. So at night, the three ladies were expecting him that day to take them somewhere nice. One expected to go, I don't know, somewhere in Kileleshu or once, where. And those ladies got mad. They were raging. Ladies, let me ask you a question. So I was asking him this question. Love, is it one way? Do you expect the men to express to you love only? I was just asking that question. Why was I asking that question is, these ladies were expecting him to act. As in, to me it was as if this love was one way. But anyway, that story aside, of course, why is Mwacha? Ratio wanaume dunia ni ngumu. Now, so behold, to see. We are required to see this love. Now, this is the love of the Father. God is our Father. That's when we pray. Christ taught us to pray, our Father. When I pray, I usually like saying that statement, our Father, my Father. It makes sense to me. So behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons and daughters of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Last week, there's a man who came to my inbox, a student. He's not a Seventh-day Adventist. He asked me if I'm okay. Why was he asking me if I was okay? He takes bang, he drinks alcohol, and he sleeps around. So he asked me, "Where uko sawa?" Because what do you ask? In this day and age, Gen Z's, if you're not drinking alcohol, you should be smoking something, you should be sleeping around. Everyone, and he said, everyone, you must. So I asked him this question. Try and say most, but not all. There are few people in this world who are different. He was shocked. How did I meet this guy? We were having a crusade in school. So I was presenting about creation and evolution, and it caught some of these guys' attention. So when the students were going for door-to-door to follow up, they met him. Let me tell you, Adventists, you need wisdom and intelligence. So when these students went for door-to-door, and auliza swali kuhusu creation and evolution, they start answering the Bible. So he got disgusted a bit. So I decided to go and see him. So when I got to his door, he told me, kwangu wezi ingia. Why can't I get in? Hapa ni bangi tu. Na pombe na chupa zimeja. So I told him, I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to listen to you. So tukaingia. He also had a roommate when I vuta bangi. Hiyo siku nilivuta bangi. But for the sake of her soul. So we went in. He was fine, but the roommates came in. The roommates, vula waliingia wakaanza kuvuta bangi. Na singeanza kusimama ati nitoke. But because of this soul, I had to sit down. But I was praying in my heart for God. Say, dear Sisi. So I get to him, we talk. We talk about creation, we talk about evolution. We talk, he talks about science, I throw to him science. He says this also, the same what I use. So we had a discussion for around 2 hours. And he was delighted, very delighted. By the end of it, he said, well, where is it? So we prayed together. The same roommates came in. And this one roommate, he is a Muslim. But he takes bang, strange. And you, he told me, I've listened to you. I like your history, I like your presentation. And we talked about some history, and then he left. What I'm trying to say is, just to be of the point, you need wisdom and intelligence. When you're meeting guys with science, you have to be with science, be intelligent in that matter. Wezi endea mtu huyo mtu na Biblia. You have to use intelligence. And outside here, your peers, most of them are atheists. Oh, they believe something different. You need intelligence. May God give you intelligence and may you have time to study these matters. You have to know what you believe in. Why do you believe in creation? Autasema Genesis 1. You have to bring forth good evidence. So he came to my inbox and asked me, are you okay? Why are you different? And I told him, not everyone is the way you expect. There are few who are different. And we talked, he is a Catholic, and we talked. And he tells me, one of the reasons I don't go to church is I struggle with lust. So when I go to church and ladies dress the way they dress, I can't listen. I will just look. So he asked me, you don't struggle with lust? Wambia hii mambo, sisi hii tuliwacha kitambo. And then he asks, he tells me, oh, you Christians, you know, you can just sin and repent and you go on. I told him repentance is something different, not the way you think. And he told me, I will come to your church and if I find your ladies dress well, I will stick to that church. Ladies, I'll not speak more. So therefore, the world knows us not because it does not know him. So the love of God is to be, we are to see God's love. We are to see it. Sorry, I have many stories. Now last Sabbath, a girl came to me, my fellow church member, came to me. She was shedding tears. I asked her, what's the problem? Ah, God does not love me. But you have a boyfriend, yes. Does he love you? I'm not attracted to him anymore. And so he said, what makes you to say that God does not love you? And she started saying, I pray, but God is not answering. You know, I'm doing things God does not. So we talked. Kambia msiana shida zako ni ndogo sana. And we prayed together. And she got back to her senses. But the question of the love of God, sometimes we can ask ourselves if God loves us. Sometimes you may question if indeed God loves you. Let me tell you, Tuxda, God loves you unconditionally. We are to behold this love. We are to see it. The book of Romans chapter 5, we can go to the book of Romans chapter 5 from verse 5. Romans chapter 5 from verse 5. Romans chapter 5 from verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Verse 6. For when were we yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Mm-hmm. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. Verse 8. Herein, okay, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While you still hated God, God loved you. While you're still not interested in him in any way, God is interested in you. 1 John 4:10 says, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and gave up his son for us to be a propitiation for our sins. God gave his son that he may have many more sons and daughters. God surrendered Christ that he may have you. God loves you unconditionally, and you are to see it. Because while you are not interested in him, he is interested. He is concerned. God loves you. Sometimes you may question it. Sometimes things may not be seeming right. Sometimes exam may not be okay. But God, does God love you? He loves you. He doesn't change. The book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. The book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. The book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. Malachi 3:6. This is what God says. For I am the Lord, I change not. Who is God? God is love, isn't it? He is love. Therefore, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. If God will deal with us the way we are supposed to be dealt with, none of you will be alive. God loves us to the fact that he is willing to give you more time, that you become not consumed. God loves you, God loves me, so that we are not consumed. He is pleading, verse 7. Even from the days of your fathers, ye have gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me and I will return unto you, said the Lord of hosts. But he said, wherein shall we return? The problem is not with God. God says, I am not interested in consuming you. God is, as long as I live, says the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of what? The wicked. But the wicked should turn from his way. God is not interested in consuming human beings. What were we taught as children? We grew up with that fear that you sin a bit and you'll see the wrath of God. But God is not interested in consuming human beings. He is interested in your salvation and mine own. Where am I getting to this? The book of Jeremiah 33. Let's start with Jeremiah 31. The book of Jeremiah 31 from verse 1. Jeremiah 31 from verse 1. Now, Jeremiah is an interesting book. At the same time, says the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Verse 2. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. Verse 3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. The love of God is everlasting. From everlasting is eternal. We cannot say it begins here and ends here. The love of God is eternal. We sang song 479, the third stanza says, and when this life is over and we are called above, our song shall be eternally of Jesus and his love. This is what we will be studying throughout eternity. This love, I fail to comprehend it fully. Sometimes I pray and I ask God, you know that cross is strange to me. I can't get it. That cross, it's just a tree to me. Help me understand it. Because if we'd but comprehend God's love fully, the way we need to comprehend, the world will be different. Because if you understand God's love, love will be shared with the neighbor, with the brethren. There will be no want of love. Our sisters here will know what love looks like. But because our view of God is so limited, our view of the character of God is so little, it is so dismal, we don't understand what love is. When you sin, what do you feel? You feel guilt. Okay, good. Feeling guilty is good. But what do? Do you run to God or run away? What's the first thing that comes to you when you sin? You think you have done a good, a bad, bad, bad thing, and wrath is after you. You'll die any minute. When you sin, let me tell you, the first thing, you run to God. Because if Satan catches up with you, he'll destroy you. The first thing when you sin, I know you'll feel guilty. We feel guilty, which is good. When you sin and you don't feel anything bad, there's a problem. Feel guilty, go to God. He's the one who will bear your shame. But when you sin and you run away and you think otherwise, your perception of God is wanting. This is what God says. I love you with an everlasting love. Come to me. Let's continue. There's something interesting I read here. Verse 4. Again I will build thee, thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. I read that statement, O Virgin of Israel, and I laughed while I was studying Jeremiah. Why? When you read the Jeremiah chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, God is calling these people, they are adulterers. They sleep with every man they find. And now in chapter 1, he's calling them a virgin. Your condition, God knows. Your character, God knows. But when you return to him, you'll be pure again. He'll give you a new lease of life. In chapter 25, he talks about captivity and all and everything. After God has corrected them in measure, he now calls them virgins, pure people. Interesting enough, when you read the book of Numbers 23, 21. Let's confirm Numbers 23, 21. Now, Balak and Balaam, we know the story. Balak sends Balaam, you go and curse these children. Is it 23, 21? Let me confirm. Either it's 23, 21 or 22, 21. Balak sends Balaam to curse. To 23:21. Yeah. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. This is a bold statement from God. God has not seen any iniquity. He has not seen any perverseness. You read chapter 11, chapter 12, chapter 13, chapter 14 of this book. You'll wonder if what God is saying is true. These people, while poor manna, they started crying. We want leeks and onions, the melons and the garlic. Chapter 12, Miriam and Aaron. Chapter 13, problems. Chapter 14, the spies. And they want to go back to Egypt. People, but what is God saying? He hasn't seen anything. He hasn't seen any perverseness, any iniquity. Why is that? The love of God, when you come back to him, he restores you. He doesn't look at you the way you are. Let me tell you, we utajiangalia, utajichukia. And that should be it. When I look at what when I look at myself last week, I was like, who is this? Who is Justin Enegani last week? It's true. As a Christian, you will abhor yourself. You will hate yourself. But when God looks at you, he hasn't seen anything worth condemning you for, because you have confessed, you have repented. This is how good is our God. That is why we are told that we need to behold this kind of love the way it is and understand it. The character of God is in question. And you need to understand it so that you can reveal it to others. That the love of God is so deep, it is so profound, that we don't run away from him. We are to draw closer and closer to him. That is why God can ask this question. Can a woman do what? Forget her child. Sometimes your parents may forget you. Hujakula pocket money, hujapewa. I have sons in the University of Nairobi. Oh, sons where I care for. Sometimes their parents forget them for 2 months. Not because they want to, but because life is hard. Your parents may forget you. They may not even call you because they know they don't have anything. But God does not forget you. He has engraven your name on the palm of his hands. When Jesus intercedes, he bears his arms before the Father and your name is presented. He intercedes on your behalf. So it's the problem that I want to run away from God. Wherein is the issue that we lie? We don't have to question God's love in any case. We need to understand it. Perhaps you have not understood it. It's a struggle. Even the small glimpses I have is not enough. I know Jesus died. I know God loves me. But I need to understand more of his love. Remember last time I came here crying, I was looking for a job, I didn't get any. Last year, December 7th. Well, I was praying. Sometimes you pray until you ask God, kwani dhambi gani niko nazo zenye maombi yangu hizi kusikika? You start questioning. I would pray for friends. Friends will come to me, Justin, I need a job. I want you to pray with me. I pray with them. The next day, they get something. I've prayed with people. They have had jobs. Sasa mimi nashangaa kazi. Naombea watu wanapata kazi misipati. Nauliza Mungu ni maino gani? Thank God, right now I have something I'm doing. And ilinipata tu. Mungu alinitafutia, siku jitafutia by the way. And it's not even through connection. It was something unexpected. I looked at my email, nikasema ni uongo. And then I replied it the next day. By the way, so I don't have time for an interview. But I go for an interview. I'm called to interview at cafe. People go to interview in offices and things have become bad there. So I'm going to interview. Remember, order what you want. You eat while you're being interviewed. Anyway, that's a story for another day. But God has given me something and I never expected it. I can go to the office once in 3 months. I work from home. The only thing they need you to do is just deliver. They don't care. You just deliver. But sometimes it's hectic. That's why I said yesterday, thank God I was sick. Yesterday people were crying. There was a report that was needed and things were just awful. But anyway. That's another story. God answered in due time. Something I never expected. I work from home. I take a nap in the afternoon. No one will go after me. I pray whenever I want. No one will be concerned. I thank God for that. God loves you. It may tarry, it will come. Though it tarries, it will come. Now let me tie it to this and then we finish. The same book of Jeremiah, chapter 8. The same book of Jeremiah, chapter 8. Let's go to verse, should be verse 16, let me confirm. Yeah, let's start with verse 16. Let's see what 16 says. 17. 18. Okay. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 18. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. God's heart is faint. Why is God's heart faint? Verse 19. Behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? Is not God the God of Seventh-day Adventists? If God has a special people, then it is you. If God loves people, okay, loves everyone, but kuna watu wenye wako close to his heart, it is you. What are we talking about the church? The church is Christ's object of affection, supreme regard. God regards you. So God is asking, am I not with you? Is not Christ here? What is the problem? Have I not loved you? Verse 20. The harvest is past, the summer is end. We are not saved. What's the problem then? God has manifested his love. God has spoken. God has done all that he can do. What stands against him and you? For the heart of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am black. Strange statement. God says, I am black. God is black because astonishment has taken hold of him. God is astonished. He's black. He's shocked, perplexed. Those words used in composition. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why are we still sick? Why is your salvation not sure? Why are you not healed of your issues? The issues of blood that are flowing you for years. 12 years, you may be struggling with sin for years. You may have problems. God is saying there is medicine for you. There is a doctor around for you. What's the problem? Why are you not recovered? God is astonished. God is black. God is hurt. If there's someone who has serious heartbreaks, it's not you, no human being. It is God who has serious heartbreaks. We usually just feel pinches and depressed. Kwanza kipara watumishi. These elders, I've seen elders. I thank God I've never dated. I've seen elders when they get heartbreaks, they sleep for 1 week. They don't wake up. They're also human beings. But those are small things. The heartbreak God has is this. you heartbreak him. God has given everything. There is love, there is medicine, sick, every kind of sickness that you have. There is an answer to that. What's the problem then? What's the problem? Isaiah 59:16. This is what God sees. And God saw there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. God wonders that you pray little. God wonders that you intercede little. God is perplexed. That is why people would quote Steps to Christ, "What a wonder that we pray little." God is astonished. God wonders why we pray little. If he is the source of all being and love and goodness, the source of all help and health, he wonders. The problem is not with God. The problem is with us, because you have not understood his character. And if we can't understand God's character, we cannot pray well. I enjoy my seasons of prayer because I get to God, I kneel, and I just say that statement, "My Father," or "Our Father." And that is just enough to me. I know God is my Father. I know he loves me. I know he is interested in my care. I know I may wound him. I know I may be terrible. But I know he still loves me. I know he'll not send me away. So I can place my requests before him. I can intercede on behalf of others. What's your perception of God? You think you have to do something? Believe. That is why John 1:12 will say, "To them that believe, he gives them what? Power." You lack power? Then question your belief. Power over sin, power over temptation, power over anything that is troubling you, over your mental issues. You have a problem with that. God has given us power. You are to exercise power. You have been given power. Then, what do you believe in? Which kind of God is that? You know, the Israelites used to believe in a God who they would rise and dance and play and have music. You may not be doing it, but your life may be saying it. That's what we used to do years back. We believed that we would do good, do well. You know, I went to visit someone and asked him, "What do you think about going to heaven?" "Hey," that young man told me, "I need to do it. Charity. I need to do everything good." He was shocked, by the way. This is what people think outside here. God loves you. He's the sun, the rain, the just on the unjust. People will today mvua inyeshe mta complain. Jua iwake kesho will complain. God has a problem. God wonders why we pray little. So this Sabbath, this morning, I would like you to think, I would like you to reason or to look and reflect on your view and your perception on God. If your view and perception of God is something different or strange, your prayers will not make sense. Or you may be praying and you wonder why things are not working. God wonders. He is astonished. He is stricken with blackness. But when you come to him, God will wash you, God will clothe you, God will do everything to you. May God bless us. I'd like to make a call. Perhaps your perception of God has been strange, has been not right. Perhaps you've been thinking differently. Perhaps your mind has not been exercised in regard to the love of God. You may understand prophecy. You may understand the times which we live in. Good. But it's the weightier matters of the law. Mercy, love, and judgment. You have not understood it. If you would want to understand God's character, if you'd want to know who God is, and if you would want to pray aright because you have understood the love of God, I'd like you to come up front. Oh, God would love you to do so. God wonders. God has been wondering. May God bless you, gentlemen. May God bless you. Anyone else? If not, I'll just request you that you come just up here wherever I am. Privilege, come up higher. Up at the pulpit. So we'll pray together. The rest will stand, as he will kneel. And individually ask God. I'll give us a minute or so. We pray, we ask God, or we tell God that we may not have understood him, his character, how we pray, and that he may show us how we should pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us. This word, we know it, we use it, but it may not be well comprehended. We may not have seen it or experienced it. We may have thought we know it, but we don't. We may look at the cross and say, yes, Christ died, we have hope. But we have not understood it the way we need to. I pray that you may reveal the cross to our dull and dark senses. I pray that you may minister on behalf of Tuxte. I pray that your love may be outpoured that they may understand it. May the Spirit reveal the truths to them. I pray for my brothers. They are saying, Heavenly Father, they want to learn how to pray. They want to understand your love. They want to run to you when things go south. They want to cling to you. The issues of life they have tried, in vain they have. But Lord, You have loved us with an everlasting love. You have drawn us, and you've said you'll clothe us, you'll teach us, and that you'll direct us, and that we shall not be consumed because you're interested in our salvation. I pray that for each and every brother here, you may fill him with the Holy Spirit. Direct his thoughts. May the meditation of their hearts be acceptable to you. May you hold their goings in your path that their feet may sleep not. May they find Jesus and Jesus to be their joy. May they find Jesus to be precious, to be all and in all. Above all, Lord, bless Stooks the church. Gather us, Lord, to your fold, and may your salvation be drawn to us, and may we experience it. We ask in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen.